Welcome to the Pac-12 Men's Football Coaches Conference Call. To ask a question, you may press star one on your telephone keypad. I will now turn the call over to Dave Hirsch.
All right, thank you. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Pac-12 Men's Football Coaches Teleconference Call. We'll go ahead and get started. We have UCLA Coach Jim Mora online, and we'll take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star one. Your first question comes from Dick Janda, KLMS Radio.
What do you view as your biggest challenge in facing Nebraska?
Well, they're a nationally ranked team that comes in off an impressive win. They've got a lot of depth. They're very talented, very well coached. And so we're going to have to play at our best to have a chance to beat them.
How would you evaluate your team at this stage?
Well, we've played one game, and so it's tough to get a true evaluation of where we are. I think as we go through the season and play more games, we'll get a better feel for where we are and where we're headed.
How would you compare coaching in college and in pro football as you have?
Well, the football game part of it's the same. You know, the on-the-field game is the same, except for a couple of different timing issues and rule variations. But you're dealing with a younger athlete, a much more impressionable athlete, an athlete that has outside influence that can be distractions but shouldn't be distractions. You know, other responsibilities is probably a better way to put it. You know, school, learning how to become a man, how to budget time, things of those nature that professional athletes have, for the most part, already mastered. So there's a level of responsibility there off the football field to help these guys develop into good men.
Thanks, Coach.
Sure.
Your next question comes from Christian Tapel, Spokesman's Review.
Hey, Jim. I was wondering what you saw out of Brett Hundley and if it matched kind of what you'd seen in practice that made you choose him as your starter.
Well, we saw a young developing quarterback who made some good decisions and then had some plays that he'll be able to grow from and learn from. But he showed poise, he showed confidence, and he showed the ability to run the football when things broke down. I think as he plays more and more, you know, some of the hesitancy that he may have shown will go away and he'll become more confident in just letting the ball fly. But we're very happy with his first game and his progress, and we expect him to continue to get better all year.
Your next question comes from Kyle Phillippe, Big Red Report.
Coach, with three freshmen on the offensive line, how do you feel your team matches up in the trenches with Nebraska?
Well, Nebraska's a powerful, explosive defensive front, and they can put pressure on the quarterback. And that's with four, that's with five, that's with six rushers. You know, Bo will come with some exotic blitzes at times. It'll be a real challenge for us. You know, as you said, we are starting three freshmen. This will be their second time competing at the collegiate level. But they just have to buckle up and do their best. And we have to help them with good protection calls and getting the ball out quick and running the ball effectively and things like that. But it's certainly going to be a real challenge for those young guys we have.
And what were your initial thoughts on how they performed in the opening week, the three freshmen?
Well, they performed well. Like all games, there's things that they can certainly improve on, and they will improve on with more and more experience. But, you know, Rice didn't bring a lot of pressure at us, so it was mainly four-man rush stuff, and they did a good job with that, but they've certainly got a lot of work to do to get better.
Thanks, Coach.
Sure.
The next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Jim, actually, my question had to do with the O-line. Did anybody really grade out well among those young guys?
Bud, they all did, but that doesn't mean there's not a lot of room for improvement. You know, they're going to see some a little bit more exotic looks this week. They're going to see, you know, I really thought Rice played well, and I like Rice's football team, but I think Nebraska is a little bit more of a formidable opponent up front, especially. They're big, powerful, experienced group. And so I think this will be a much better barometer for us this week as to where we are and where we need to be.
Thanks.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Kevin Gimmel, ESPN.com.
Morning, Coach. I was wondering if you could assess your defense, specifically in the second half, what you guys did different that you you had the shutout in the final 30 minutes.
Well, we hadn't tackled a lot in our preseason work, and so I think we were a little rusty. We missed a lot of tackles in the first half. I think at halftime we came in and we made some minor adjustments to how we were going to play some of the things that Rice was showing us. And then our players just went out and executed. They got off blocks better. They tackled better. They covered better. Our offense helped us out by sustaining some longer drives and helped us stay off the field and get our win back a little bit. So I think it was a combination of all those things.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Sure.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach?
You do have a follow-up question from Dick Janda, KLMS Radio.
How well acquainted are you with Bo Pelini, the coach at Nebraska?
Very well acquainted with Bo. When I first went to the San Francisco 49ers back in the 90s, Bo was there, and we spent a couple months working together.
How close did you become with him?
Not exceptionally close, but you know, in this business, everyone knows each other, and if you work together, you maintain a pretty strong relationship. I have a great deal of respect for Bo. He's a tremendous defensive mind, and he's become an outstanding head coach. He just does things the right way. I appreciate his approach to the game. I think he's tough and hard-nosed and fair and consistent, and I really admire the work that he's done.
How do you look at playing your home games in the Rose Bowl? What is it like for a home field advantage there?
This will be my first time there, so if you want to ask me next week, I can answer that question.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
You have a question from Eric Shatlin, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, are we seeing more up-tempo offense in college and I guess the NFL too, but it seems like, just from an outsider's perspective, that's becoming more common. I'm wondering if you're noticing that.
Well, I have noticed that. It almost seems like an anomaly now that somebody gets in the huddle. You don't see many huddles. You see up-tempo, fast-paced offenses. You see a lot of formations and movements and plays that have multiple options. It's fun to watch. It's tough to defend. I think it makes a game exciting. The NFL, I don't think, has moved in that direction yet. I think that potentially they could, you know, with guys like Jake Locker and RG3 and Cam Newton, guys like that that are kind of used to working and operating in that type of structure. I think you might see a little bit more of a move to that, but I think it'll be a slow move to it. But it's certainly a big part of the college game.
The big question is why? Why do you think it's more so now than 10, 20 years ago?
I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's a phase. You know, football is very cyclical in terms of, you know, it's a very, very much a copycat sport. You know, if somebody has success doing something, many others start to study it and then try to implement it into their own program. And, you know, when you see a team like Oregon come out and have tremendous, tremendous success running an up-tempo offense, then everybody wants to move that way. So it might just be a phase, or it might just be a shift in strategical football. I think we'll have to wait and see. I know it puts pressure on defensive staffs. I know it puts pressure on defensive coaches. And I know it's fun for the fans to watch. I mean, it's an exciting, wide-open, explosive, a lot of points scored game, and it's fun to watch. You know, it's like I said, being a defensive-minded coach, it's not fun to defend, but it's certainly great for the sport, I think.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
All right, Jim, that'll do it. Thanks for your time today, and good luck against Nebraska this weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, you bet.